Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I sat in on a handover call last month. New SE manager, first week, meeting her regional sales director, and she'd prepared slides. Slides about the pre-sales engagement process, intake form, qualification criteria, when you're allowed to request an SE.
Oh no, and the sales director's face?
Polite, completely closed. By minute four, he was on his phone, and everything on those slides was correct. That's what makes it painful.
Honestly, I did a version of that. Around SE number six, when requests came in sideways from everywhere, I built a beautiful routing doc and walked the sales leads through it. Two of them just kept doing what they'd always done.
Because you showed up with hoops for them to jump through.
Yeah, I framed it as help. They heard homework. Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. One idea, 5 minutes. Last of three on what first-line SE leaders owe their team. And today, it's sideways. The peer conversation most SE leaders skip.
Okay, so what's the alternative? You still need some process eventually.
You do. But the first conversation isn't yours. You go in with one question. What do you need? How can I help? Where's the revenue next quarter? That's it. Nothing about your intake form.
And that lands? Because it sounds slightly doormat, like I'm the supplier waiting for the order.
That's the objection I get from my managers, almost word for word. Here's the difference. You're not giving up your perspective. You're deferring it. 20 minutes later, or in the second meeting, you say, here's what I'm seeing, and here's where I think we're wasting your team's time. But you've earned the right by then.
So the base comes first, the pushback comes second.
And most people invert it. Then spend a year wondering why sales roots around them.
Okay, I'll buy that. But who's on the list? In my world, the list is short. Three sales leads, one CS director, and a product manager who ignores me.
Then write those five names down and split them two ways. Who do I need to be successful? And who needs me? Different lists. The second is the interesting one, because those people usually haven't asked yet.
Ooh, my product manager is on list one, and I'm probably on his list too, and he doesn't know it. My team sits in more customer calls in a week than he does in a quarter.
That's exactly the trade you open with. Not, can you prioritize my feature requests? More like, what are you trying to learn right now? And can I point my SEs at it?
Right. And the timing. You said early?
Earliest possible. First week in a new role, or when a new sales leader lands, which happens rather more often. Who are you? What do you need? How can I help? Before anyone's built an opinion about you.
What about peer SE leaders? That's the one I neglect. I don't have peers inside my company. I'm the only SE leader. So mine are external, and it's whenever we bump into each other.
I've watched both patterns in my org. Some of my regional managers have a standing call every 4 weeks with two or three counterparts, and it's the most useful 30 minutes in their month. Others tried it, and it died by week six.
What separated them?
Shared problem. The ones that stuck had something concrete. Fixing a broken RFP handoff. Building a demo library together. The ones that died were just, let's stay connected. Nothing to be accountable for.
So don't book the recurring slot until you found the joint project.
Correct. Casual and occasional is fine until then. And somebody has to be the lead. If nobody owns the agenda, nothing moves. Fair warning, it's usually going to be you.
That's the part people wait for. They wait for a global forum to exist. Nobody's building it. If your pre-sales org hasn't made a channel or a sharing format, you make it. That's a two-hour job, not a strategy.
Fair point. And I'd add, don't announce it as an initiative. Just start it with two people.
So the move. Write the list. Who I need, who needs me. Pick the two who most shape my team's week. 30 minutes each, one question. What do you need, and how can I make your life easier? Process talk waits for round two.
And the caveat, if you never get to round two, you've overcorrected. The point isn't to be liked. It's to be listened to when you finally have something hard to say. I've seen people stay in listening mode for a year and call it relationship building.
Ha! That's just conflict avoidance with a calendar invite.
Bit harsh. Bit accurate. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.